It's the soulful sounds of Mo Soul, the track called Musad, and Mo Soul joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good to have you in studio.
Thank you.
And what a wonderful, soulful way to start the music corner. Would you describe your sound as Afro Soul?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I think it says it even in my name.
Yeah.
So I definitely do Afro Soul music.
Why this genre?
I feel like it's the one genre that can express how I feel the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it can send out a message, you know, with a very soulful, even instruments that accompany what you're saying and give you room to speak.
Yeah.
So I felt that that's the best way for me to be able to connect with people.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so when does music happen for you? When do you realize that music is the thing you wanted to do?
Oh my goodness. I would say I was in denial for years.
Yeah.
Because I firstly studied many different things.
Okay.
I studied homeopathic medicine.
Okay.
Then I was like, okay, I know I want to heal people, but maybe not like this. So hence I studied, then I did a degree in music.
Okay.
And that's where I definitely felt, this is where I'm going. This is where I have to be. And this is what I want to do when I wake up and when I go to sleep. In fact, I could do it 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
And so you said you did homeopathic healing.
Yes.
Initially because you wanted to heal people.
Yes.
When did you realize you could heal people with music? Because often people will say, you know, the song healed me, or, you know, the song got me through a really difficult time.
Yes.
Or, you know, music does heal. And so when do you realize that, well, actually, I can do music and the healing bits together?
Honestly, for me, it's when I get off stage all the time and someone comes to me and gives me a hug. And it happened for the first time when I did a show in 2017.
Mm.
And I don't know what went over everyone, but I saw my crowd, everyone was on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happening? And I felt like a seriously spiritual connection when I was on stage. And I realized, okay, my power is actually in my voice.
Yeah.
This is where the healing has to happen. And that's how I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, why was everyone on the floor? As in, like, overcome with emotion,
or people had fainted?
Because sometimes that does happen. Sometimes that does happen. You're just so, you know, overwhelmed that, but was it, you know, just people just so?
It was actually like, it was awkward. It looked like they were bowing. It was literally everyone on the floor, literally crying even.
Yeah.
And it was actually a woman event. I was there and it was all women. They were even on the floor, like crying. And, you know, it just felt like, you know, when you're praising and worshiping in church,
mm-hmm.
and you literally just kneel down and it's just, you just overcome by that kind of connection. And that's exactly what happened there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when you spoke to people afterwards, like, what did they say?
They say, thank you.
Really?
And I was like, thank you for what they said. I needed this.
Yeah.
Thank you for touching me today.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
Who are some of your musical influences? Because listening to that song,
yes.
It sounded, there was like a very strong, like one of my favorite albums is Who is Jill Scott? And it felt as if there was a very strong Jill Scott influence.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. One of my favorite artists, and I draw influence from there. Definitely,
yeah.
From Jill Scott, and then in South Africa, Thandiswa Maswai,
yeah,
you know, the Amanda's, Amanda Black, Berita, you know, yeah, that's where my influence came from.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so, you know, for you, when you think about, you know, the kind of music you make and the kind of music you want to make, I know you were just describing the event where, you know, people were essentially like bowing and being quite overcome with emotion.
Yes.
Is that what you, when you think about your music, is that what you want to do?
Absolutely. That's what I want to do. I think I want my music to be very intentional. I want my message to come across. When even in Masadi, when I speak about a woman, I want you to imagine what she looks like by me simply saying that she resembles the sun. You know, when she enters a room, it shakes. You know, mm-hmm. when she speaks, there's silence. You know, so I want that all to be interpreted in my music. You know, that's essentially what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would you say was your big break into the music industry? How did it happen for you?
So for me, it happened. So I currently work with Berita and Amanda Black, and we started an organization for females as well in the music industry. And for me, it started by just reaching out. You know when they say don't go in the DMs? I went. I went in those DMs, and I'm like, I'm really interested in the work you're doing. I'm really passionate about helping women in the industry, because I feel like I also needed someone to carry me through. And imagine if we could all do that for each other in the industry. So for me, that happened in 2018, I would say, when I started going into workshops as well and meeting different artists in the industry as well. That's where it all started for me.
And so currently, what are you working on?
I'm working on my album. I would say it's my debut album. I'm working on my album, set to be released later this year. Yes, with some exciting features from people I've met along the way.
And so is it a completely new body of work? We haven't heard any of the stuff that's going to be on that album, like completely new.
It's completely new. I would say maybe some of it is some songs I've performed live that people have heard for the first time. It will definitely be new music.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yes.
So we're going to play out with a song called Tonight. Tell us about Tonight. What is it about?
Ooh, Tonight is a love song. Ooh, I love the song because I wrote the song before I got married. And when I was writing it, I was imagining my wedding night. I think we all, you know, I don't know. When you get married, you're like, I want to imagine my wedding night. And like, I've been holding myself for so long for this person. So when I wrote that song, it was just absolutely what I want to do on that night.
Yeah.
So that's what Tonight is.
Okay. So it's for the lovers.
It's for the lovers.
If someone's looking to find you on social media, where do they find Mo Soul?
Okay. So on Instagram, I am Mosa_MoSoul. M-O-S-A underscore Mo Soul. On Facebook, I'm Mosa. Mosoul Koloko Kwamanda. Long. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where I'm at. On TikTok, I'm Mosoul as well.
With the apostrophe?
Yes.
Mo apostrophe soul.
Yes.
Okay. So that's how we're going to end the music corner this morning. Here is Tonight by Mosoul. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much, Gooks, for having me.